Yellow-legged Asian hornets have, since they arrived in Britain, spread and spread. Now they've been found in Runcorn, just across the way. But how big a threat do they pose? Well, they are, quote, ace predators of all insects who just don't have a defence. Harry Owens is the Manx government's bee advisor.
The hornet goes and hovers round where the bees are coming back with their nectar, water or pollen or whatever, and grabs them, cuts them up and takes them into their colony and feeds their larvae on the carcass of the bee. And not only bee carcasses, but they're eating or using all the insects that they possibly can get their hands on or their mandibles on and feed their larvae. So it, not only the bees that get affected, but all other sorts of insects are in the ecology and affects everything.
But they can't fly across the Irish Sea, presumably. So how would they get here? So
it all started in France quite a number of years ago when a consignment of goods came into France to a garden centre, and the packaging had a one or maybe more queens, Asian queens in hibernation. They can raise over 100 queens in one go in their colony, and they winter. You might get 5% only emerging in the spring, but that 5% then does the same old thing and gradually expands rapidly. Of course, it went into the Channel Islands, and they've really worked very hard, and a lot of people have got a lot of experience out there dealing with them. They were in Cambridge, they're now in the Yorkshire area, and what it is they come in a container of some description. They could come in a pallet in the hibernation stage and emerge in the spring from that pallet and go and create a colony, because they actually start, one individual queen starts the colony off on her own, as does a bumblebee. A queen bumblebee does the same, starts from scratch and builds a colony, and so they expand. So these have got that potential of coming in and expanding.
Acting independently.
Oh, yeah. One insect can create 100 drones at some months later, if you understand my logic on that. And it's going to be quite a nasty thing to deal with, because you have to have specialised equipment to be able to deal with the nest, and the nest can be the size of a dustbin. They're extremely protective. If anybody disturbs one of those nests, you would be in very deep trouble. Very, very deep trouble.